Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 227, the stanzas 1 and 3. O Lord of hosts, how lovely thy tabernacles are. For them my heart is yearning in banishment afar. And what follows, Psalter 227, the stanzas 1 and 3.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 2, the verses 21 through 40. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Luke 2, the verses 21 through 40. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth a womb shall be called holy to the Lord. and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, awaiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Aser. She was of a great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. Hank Van Harten, who was still in the Calgary Hospital. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Most holy, long-suffering, and merciful God, then it has pleased thee on the morning hour of the last Lord's Day of this year, which has already far run its course, that we and our children may come up once more to thy house. Then hitherto, then thou wast spared, then thou wast cared, thou hast provided, thou hast protected, thou hast upheld in the midst of all the trials of life. And then thou grant us so much more than we deserve. Because if thou would deal according to our sins, then all those manifold blessings, they would have been withheld. And then we would no longer have a place in thy house. We would no longer have a place upon this earth, O Lord. Then we humbly ask thee that thou may remember us and our dear children in this dark and solemn time. Leave us not over to ourselves, to the hardening of the heart, the greatest judgment that can come upon a person, upon a family, upon a congregation, and upon a land. Oh, in the evening of this world, leave and forsake us not, but work lovingly by thy Spirit. Well, thou grant under all thy serious callings, over the length and the breadth of the earth, that thy church may be given to repent from their evil and worldly ways, to be given to search thy word, what saith the Lord, and to be given to ask for a heart that may bow under the authority thereof, Lord, our deep fallen Adam has been a deep fall indeed under all the callings. When it is declared in thy word, when it is experienced among and around us, that by death many are ushered into eternity, and, oh Lord, even on the last Lord's day of another year, then we can be so cold. Yea, your heart can even be colder than it is in the realm of nature. And to that end, we humbly ask thee, may thou show mercy unto us and our children. May there yet be a people amongst us that of much trouble and many exercises with their heart. Oh, the evil of their heart, a people that have tried so hard to improve it, to make it pleasing unto thee, but also a heart that is so taken up with the things of time and sense, even a heart that fills a people with great fear when it even becomes lukewarm and when it is not touched under all thy mercies and are under all thy callings. But, oh Lord, thou yet hast a remnant that knows when it is so different. May it please thee then to work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit. Otherwise it shall all have to testify against us, also each time when we come up to thy house. Thou makest thyself so free. Thou declares who we are, what we need. And in the day of yesterday, by renewal in a special way, to commemorate the birth of thy dear son in a dark stable. And thou was written those precious invitations in thy word. And then it is so needful that our ears are unstopped, and that our blind eyes are opened, and a heart that is touched, Lord. Do it for thy honor and for thy glory. May it please thee. On the last Lord's Day of this year, that sinners may be converted, boys and girls, young people, the middle-aged and the elderly ones, when there are sandy foundations, do uncover it before it shall be forever too late, and wilt thou remember thy people. Lord, remember thy church upon the face of the earth, thy truly called servants, elders and deacons, and wilt thou remember the students in this day. Then we remember all the special needs. Remember those that are ill at home. Remember a brother elder who is not feeling well. We commend unto thee the brother deacon with his continual back difficulties. Do remember him. And remember all under the physician's care, the difficulties of the body, fears and concerns, a dreaded disease. Wilt thou remember the father in the hospital? We may humbly ask thee if it may be according to thy will, that those special means, that they may be blessed. Then thou thus far hast given an extension to his life, but an extension is only for a time. And then thou wert speaking in a special way, Lord. We commend him unto thee for his body, but do save his never dying soul. Remember also his dear wife under these trying circumstances. Remember all the sick relatives, all the different circumstances. They are known unto thee. May it please thee for those that need it to grant strengthening and healing. And when thou granteth health and strength, that we take it not all for granted. And then also as we come closer to the end of another year, then we do well to examine our lives closely, how we have used that health and strength. May it not have been used to come in places of wickedness and vanity. Then it is a blessing when thou granteth labor to do, still a place upon this earth, although it can be with those labors, that there are those that are overwhelmed. But may they then be given to humbly ask thee, to ask strength for the day, but above all to examine whether we have used our health and strength to seek thee, the living God, whether according to the command of the King, to first seek the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and then thou wast promised that all other things shall be added unto it. We remember the handicapped ones, remember the elderly ones, where once more thou wast nearly spared for another year, but where they are coming also closer to eternity. And, Lord, do remember and uphold all the mourning ones in our midst, and that out of that mourning another mourning may be born. We humbly ask thee for thy help. on the last Lord's Day of this year that has so far run its course, thou wast helped hitherto, grant and yet a few words to speak, wilt thou grant Aaron's and hers? Wilt thou remember all the listeners, help our little boys and our little girls to understand? Thou only needeth one word, and it shall be well. Wilt thou take away the buyers and the sellers temporally and spiritually? Wilt thou bind the Satan, where he has but a short time left? And may then the outgoing of the service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name, O Lord. Then on the last Lord's Day, then given to reflect all our sins in thoughts, in words, and in deeds, and if they have not been washed in the precious blood of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, then they have all been added to our account. Wilt thou pardon them? We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. The Song of Simeon, the stanzas 1-4. And now be the God of Israel blessed, who makes his truth appear. His mighty hand fulfills his word, and all the oaths he swear. And what, I read the Song of Zacharias, the Song of Simeon, the first four verses. begin this morning hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Luke 2, the verses 25 through 30, and we shall read the verses 28, 29, and 30. Then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Our text words speak of Simeon's meeting with Christ in the temple. Four thoughts. First, Christ reflected by Simeon. Secondly, Christ promised to Simeon. Thirdly, Christ embraced by Simeon. And fourthly, Christ exalted by Simeon. Simeon's meeting with Christ in the temple. Christ reflected by Simeon. Christ promised to Simeon. Christ embraced by Simeon. And Christ exalted by Simeon. Thus first, Christ reflected by Simeon. Beloved congregation, in the day of yesterday, we have dwelt with our thoughts in Bethlehem. And now in this morning hour, then our thoughts are called upon to reflect what has taken place in Jerusalem. That is also a necessary leading for the true child of God. In Bethlehem, there it was declared that the Savior was born, a given Savior by the Father. And it is true, to understand Bethlehem aright, then we must place the manger at the foot of the cross. But now in Jerusalem, it is more fully declared how that Jesus was that Savior, because the temple declared the altar, the necessity of blood, all the sacrifices. In the Old Testament, they have cried for fulfillment that Christ would come and bring that one sacrifice whereby the church may be saved. And now in the time of the New Testament church, the Lord still had a remnant that greatly feared the Lord, that was burdened with the condition of Zion, and where there were exercises concerning what the Lord has promised. And now in our text words we read, and behold, that calls attention as something very special, because we read there was a man in Jerusalem. He was a son of Adam, that has broken the covenant of works, a man that was born and conceived in sin. a man who by nature never asked and sought for the Lord. And yet, of this man, then remarkable things are written. Then when we may come to the last Lord's Day of the year 2001, then we do well, I hope, that there may be a little impression of the seriousness and the brevity of life, and also of the seriousness of the times that the judgments of the Lord are hanging so low over the earth and over the church. And then we do well to examine our lives, how it has been in the past year, and whether it can also be said of us what is recorded of that Simeon that lived in Jerusalem. I read in John 1 verse 22 that there were priests and scribes whom the Jews have sent to John the Baptist, asking who he was. And then in John 1 verse 22, then they have said, "What sayest thou of thyself?" Of course, I read in Jeremiah that the prophet has said that the heart is deceitful, desperately wicked, and who shall know it? Nevertheless, when we still have a conscience that may still speak, and I hope that it may be so, and not only a speaking conscience, it is yet a blessing when we may have a tender conscience, that we cannot continue our way so easy, but solemn impressions of God and of our sin. And then surely, what sayest thou of thyself? How is it with our soul, traveling to that never-ending eternity? And in Luke 13, the verses 6 through 9, then we read of that husbandman that has come to his vineyard, and that he has come to that fig tree that has been planted in a special place, and he was looking for fruit. What sayest thou of thyself? Of course, the Lord, he knows each heart perfectly. Our hearts, they are an open book before the Lord. What sayest our neighbor of us? Because of that Simeon, oh, I think, boys and girls, if we had come into that city of Jerusalem, and of course everyone did not know each other, but when those boys and girls, when they would know Simeon, and we would ask those children, "What do you think? Are there yet people that truly feared the Lord?" Oh, then they would have said Simeon. And if we would have asked those children, "But children, how do you know?" Then it is possible that there were boys and girls that would tell us, "Oh, Simeon has spoken so good of the Lord. Then he has spoken of the way that the Lord converts his people." And for those children to whom Simeon has never spoken, And then surely they would say, oh, we can see it on that man, and that it is a man, and that is such a close and tender life with the Lord. And now by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is not what a Simeon has said. Oh, if we would have asked that Simeon not to deny what the Lord has done, but the Church of God learns more and more of their depravity. Only read Romans 7. And that is not a strange chapter for the true people of God. And now we read and behold something special. That was by the grace of God, by the work of the Holy Spirit, those fruits, those matters which are recorded of a Simeon. That was by the Spirit, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. Can you remember what that name Simeon means? When we have considered Genesis 29, the verses 32 through 35, that Leah, that she first received the Reuben, behold, the son, and secondly, that she received Simeon, and that means hearing or to hear. Then by the grace of God, then a Simeon was given to hear the voice of God. A Simeon who was converted. There is not much written of Simeon, and not even written his tribe of an Anna. There we have heard that she was of the tribe Asher, but of a Simeon it is not recorded, but it is recorded, and behold, the wonderful works of the Lord. And the same man was just. Thus, in the first place, a right relationship, a just relationship with the Lord, that takes place in the moment of regeneration. Because in that moment, the Lord looks down upon his people through his beloved Son. And now the Spirit shall teach them, because when the Lord works, then we learn that we are so unjust. Oh, that separation between the Lord and our soul. And then it is necessary, oh, a Simeon, he received the precious promise, and he would be led further. Thus, a just relationship with his God, but also just and righteous in the midst of a perverse and crooked generation. A just and devout, devout before God and before man, the tender fear of the Lord, a fear to offend his God, a love for his God and for his law. Oh, a Simeon, a Psalm 119, verse 97, was not a strange matter. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation by day and by night. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10, not a strange matter to a Simeon. That godly sorrow and that leadeth to repentance, all on account of the love that the Lord has shed abroad in the heart of Simeon. No, for a Simeon, then the worship of the Lord, that was not a burden, that was not a duty, but that has become his delight, does not mean, oh, a Simeon has learned, it all must come from above, so dependent, because without the immediate working of the Holy Spirit, then for a Simeon, then it was also so lukewarm and so cold as it is in the realm of nature. But the precious testimony, it testifies of a close and tender life with the Lord, a life bound at the throne of grace, a just and devout, awaiting for the consolation of Israel. That word consolation, that speaks of comfort. The Lord is called the God of all comfort in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 3. Then it is implied in these verses, with everything that a Simeon has experienced, the wonderful things of the Lord that were clear in the fruits, because Christ at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, then he has declared, by their fruits ye shall know them. When there is a confession and not evident in the walk, then there can be a very large question mark. It is true, a child of God can backslide, but the Lord shall not leave him in such a condition. The Lord shall chastise, and the Lord shall return that his child may, by renewal as a poor guilty sinner, may be given to plead for mercy, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. Of course, in the moment of regeneration, then the Holy Ghost takes habitation in the heart of a sinner. But when it is written here that the Holy Ghost was upon him, then it speaks of the special influence and a special instruction by the Holy Ghost. Our second thought, Christ, a promise to Simeon. And then we read, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Of course, the Lord, in his great mercy, has given the Old Testament to the children of Israel. And in that Old Testament, then we find many promises concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then it was also needful that the church receive light, because I read in Psalm 36 verse 9, in thy light we shall see light. And for the Old Testament, then many of those promises, they were so mysterious. Think of Isaiah 7 verse 14. that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and call his name Emmanuel. When those promises have been fulfilled, and the church may look back upon those promises, then they are much clearer. When we think of Daniel, when he has prophesied of a 70 weeks, of Father Jacob in Genesis 49 verse 10, on his deathbed, has prophesied that the scepter shall not depart, and nor the lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come. And now for the true church, then there was a waiting, there was a praying, there was a pleading. Then for the true Israelite, then they eagerly looked forward to that time when the Messiah would be born. Then for God-fearing mothers, later of the tribe of Judah, and later of the house of David, then it cannot be different that there was much prayer, that it would be the lot that would fall upon them, that they would bring forth the promised King of the Jews, who would be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But now it has pleased the Holy Spirit to grant unto Simeon a personal promise. The promises in the Word of God, they are yea and amen in Christ Jesus for the chosen church of God. But now what does the child need, and what do they desire? That a promise may be applied, that a promise may be given personally, and then the exercises shall become different. And now Simeon was privileged that the Spirit has given unto him a personal promise. And that promise was that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Then it is evident that a Simeon, that he was exercised with death, because if we are not exercised with death, then such a promise shall not have such a value, because by nature, then we live upon this earth as if this is our continuing city. Is it true or not, people? How is it now, on the last Lord's Day of the year of our Lord, 2021? Are there then solemn and serious thoughts concerning death? Many multitudes have been ushered into eternity already this year. And what multitudes shall still go the way of all flesh in the remaining days of this year? And then how is it with us and our children? Has the Lord now granted exercises concerning death? Have we learned that we cannot appear before the Lord as we are born? Have we become troubled with our sins, with that separation that there is between our soul and the Lord? Have we received profound impressions that we need that one thing needful, that our sins need to be washed away in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that in God's holy and majestic sight we may become whiter than the snow, than it is implied in our text words, and that is a privilege and a blessing, that the Spirit makes room for a further leading. Then it is implied that for a Simeon, with everything that he has received by free and sovereign grace, that he was privileged to exercise a close and tender life with the Lord, and that people, it is written in Psalm 25, verse 14, that the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. But it is implied that with everything that a Simeon has experienced, that he could not appear before God. And to that end, the Holy Spirit has given him such a precious promise that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Then the Holy Spirit has given instruction concerning the promised Messiah, because he was called the Lord's Christ. That speaks that he would be given by the Father as the anointed one, as the servant of the Father, that he would come upon this earth and that he would save his people by his meritorial work. Thus for a Simeon, what a blessed and a precious promise. Then perhaps I hear a soul say, and that is what I now desire. Oh, when I read the scriptures, then there are times that I may receive a hope, because those promises, they are so precious, and they are so great, and then I may be encouraged. Oh, in those promises is written the portion of the true child of God. And when I may read, because the promises, they have an address, and when I read that address, then I may be included, because by the Spirit, oh, when we read the Beatitudes, but now the child, they desire a personal promise. The Lord is free. Many a times he speaks with power and with authority. Then it is so sure. But there are times that he also grants a promise in a still small voice. And then it can be the struggle and the question whether it is truly a personal promise given. And now, how shall a child now know whether a personal promise has been given unto him from the Lord? The proof thereof, that is the exercises that a promise gives to a child of God. Because when the Lord grants a personal promise to his people, then that does not make them passive, and that they fold their arms, and that they say, now I shall sit back and wait for it. But then such a soul is brought many times at the throne of grace, that they are given to plead the promise, that there are times that they may open the scriptures with their finger upon the word that the Lord has spoken, and that they are given to tell the Lord what the Lord has spoken. They shall know what has went before, what has taken place at the moment, but it shall become evident that it was truly of the Lord, that they become exercised therewith. Because we read in our text that he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and also that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. The Lord is so free, and the Lord is so sovereign in the way that he deals with his child. The Lord, in his wisdom, according to his sovereign decree, has laid out the way for each of his children according to eternal wisdom. But now the general way, and the Lord is so free concerning the time, but the general way is that between the giving of a promise and the receiving of that promise, that there is a time, and that is the time of waiting. And in that time of waiting, then the Lord grants special exercises, and the church learns matters what they cannot learn elsewhere. How often in the scriptures do we read of a waiting church? When we think of Father Abram, many, many years, 25 years, that he has lived in the land of promise, but there were also some years between him coming out of the Ur of the Chaldeans, where that promise was given that in him all the nations of the earth would be blessed. Some years between the Ur of the Chaldeans and Haran, that he has lived in Haran some years. What a text that we read in the Bible in Habakkuk 2 verse 3. We read of the Lord that is tarrying, but where the prophet in the name of the Lord has said to the church that they must wait for it, for it shall not tarry, but it shall surely come. Psalm 130 verse 5, then the psalmist is given to express that he was given to wait upon the Lord as watchmen wait for the morning to come. In Psalm 27, the verses 13 and 14, then the psalmist is given to say, for the encouragement of those waiting souls, to wait upon the Lord, to keep courage, and that the Lord would strengthen their heart in that time of waiting. Then the church learns much of what dwells within when we speak of those exercises. Then the time can be so long that those exercises, that they become less, because that it seems so impossible. Even we read of an Abram that he has taken an Hagar, and nevertheless the promises of the Lord, 1 Corinthians 2 verse 20, they are yea and amen through Christ Jesus for us, church. And now concerning that promise, then in our text words, then we read three times of the Holy Spirit. It is also by the Spirit, the promise is given by the Spirit, but the Spirit also grants those exercises. Oh, in that way, the child shall learn more and more that they have such a great God, such a sovereign God, such a wonder-doing God, such an almighty God. And now, for a Simeon, there was promised in the Old Testament by the prophet Haggai in chapter 2, verse 9, that the glory of the second temple, that it would be greater than the first temple. And the prophet Malachi in chapter 3, verse 1, then he has prophesied, and the Lord whom ye seek, and the Lord has a people upon the earth that is given to seek the Lord. And in those further leadings, given to seek the mediator between God and man. And then there was prophesied, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come. And to that end, we find Simeon in the temple. Let us first sing a Psalter 426. Let us sing 1, 3, and 4. 426, 1, 3, and 4. I love the Lord, the fount of life and grace. He hears my voice, my cry, and supplication, and what follows. 426, only 1, 3, and 4.
Thank you.
Simeon's meeting with Christ in the temple. Christ reflected by Simeon. Christ promised to Simeon. And now thirdly, a Christ embraced by Simeon. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. That speaks of the Lord's special influence, as it were to say, that he was overshadowed by the Spirit, a special influence, that he has felt it clearly, that the Lord was leading him, and that the Lord was showing him the way, that the Spirit has given him special expectation, so exercised with the promise of the Lord, that he may embrace it and given to believe by the instruction of the Spirit, that the time was drawn nigh. Then how necessary when we come up to God's house, that we are given to beg for the work of the Holy Spirit. To that end, how right and proper it is for the whole congregation, young and old, together with the consistory before the service, that we humbly ask the Lord to remember the minister, the elder, all those that have an active part in the service, and to be given to beg for the power of the Holy Spirit, that the word may go forth with power divine, and that we may personally receive a blessing, but not only for ourselves, for our children, husband, wife, for the family circles, for the whole congregation, and that the wonderful things may be experienced of what we read in our text, that the Lord may grant those special leadings, and when there are souls that have come up with a holy desire, with a desire of Psalm 27 verse 4, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple." And what was now the beauty and the glory of that second temple? That was the time when suddenly the Lord Jesus Christ would be brought to the temple. And in this morning hour, we have not the time to fully explain why Joseph and Mary, it was according to the law, because in this chapter, in the verses, a word is declared. There we read four times of the law of God. And in Galatians 4 verse 4, we read, "When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth a son made of a woman, made under the law." And to that end, what Joseph and Mary, when Christ was 40 days old, because for a boy, the first 7 days, the mother was unclean. He was circumcised on the 8th day, and further 33 days, the mother could not come up to the house of God because of her uncleanness for a girl of 14 and 66 days. And then further, also the firstborn had to be redeemed on account and that the Lord has spared the firstborn on the evening of the Passover. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And to that end, the firstborn of all the boys had to be redeemed, 5 shekels of silver, and the firstborn of animals had to be sacrificed, the unclean animals, a sheep for those unclean animals. Thus, what a humiliation that we read of in our text, because Christ, he was placed under the law. And why? Because we have heard that Christ had no original sin, would have no actual sin, but he was brought to the temple, and also the mother deemed unclean. It was because of the sins of his people. Where in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21, I read that Christ was made sin, and in Galatians 3 verse 13, that he was made a curse. And to that end, Joseph and Mary, they have brought their firstborn, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the temple to bring the sacrifices and to bring their 5 shekels of silver that their son may be redeemed. And at the moment, the general thought is, oh, first the blood had to flow before that child could be presented before the Lord. And it is thought, because the priest has stood between the Lord and the parents, that after the sacrifices that the parents have given, that dedicated that child, given the child to the priest, that the priest may present it before the Lord. So it has been with the Lord Jesus Christ. And at that moment, Simeon has come into the temple, directed by the Holy Spirit, by his divine providence. And then outwardly, do we not read in Isaiah 53 verse 2, he hath no form nor comeliness nor beauty that we should desire him, but now by the work of the Holy Spirit, then it was shown, and in the exercise of that true saving faith, then as Simeon was given to see the fulfillment of the Lord's promise, that the moment has arrived, that he may behold the Lord's Christ, the Father's gift to the children of men. Then he was given to see that this child was the promised Messiah that has been promised to the church, and a personal promise that it was fulfilled. And then in a holy boldness, because faith maketh bold, then he was given to take that child out of the arms of the priest, and that priest was given willingly to give that child. And then the Simeon, oh, the Lord has done much more. The Lord is such a wonder-doing God, because it was promised that he would, before he saw death, that he would see, before he had seen the Lord's Christ. But now in the temple, he did not only see the Lord's Christ, but he was given to take that blessed child, the promised Messiah, the Father's gift, the one whom Abram has longed for. It was the hope of Jacob, the hope of the patriarchs. And then he was given to take that blessed child, and then he was given to sing the praises of the Lord. All for a Simeon, it was fulfilled. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Our last thought. a Christ exalted by Simeon, and then as Simeon, and then took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, and now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. When there is spoken of Simeon, how old he was, very well possible that he was old. But it is not written in God's word. One thing we know, that he was old in grace. And now, with a promise fulfilled, now we could depart. The devil had to flee. The Lord has fulfilled his word. Oh, how often the church is given to beg with the psalmist of 119, verse 49. Remember thy word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Now was Simeon with that blessed child, with the Savior in his arms. And then he was given to bless the Lord. And then he was given to exclaim in the midst of the temple, Lord, and now lettest thou thy servant. Ah, that is the desire, that is the life of the true people of God. They become servants of the living God. We have heard the explanation of the life of Simeon. But as Simeon with his life, then he could not die. But now he was given to see so much in that born child, in the Christ child. Then he was given to see that Christ is given for wisdom, for righteousness, for sanctification and redemption, as I read in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. He was given to see that he may embrace the Prince of Peace. According to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Of course, when the church may embrace thy salvation, then they may also say my salvation. We read that the psalmist has said, the God of my salvation. But now a Simeon was given to see thy salvation. In the first place, a thought out by a triune God. In the second place, merited here in the time, the meriting work of Christ Jesus in the state of his humiliation. Therefore, he has assumed our human nature, become a little child. And in the third place, the application of the Holy Spirit in the state of his exaltation. Ah, then as Simeon was given to speak wonderful things in the temple and also to Joseph and Mary. The last Lord's Day of 2021. And now let us lay our life beside that of Simeon. How does it compare? May I ask you. I'm not asking. Speak to myself. Whether we can compare to a Simeon. But let us ask ourselves, is there now a little resemblance? Because when the Lord works, then we shall find some resemblance. No, not to dare to compare self with a Simeon. Oh, I hope that there have been those that have sat in their bench with a holy jealousy. Oh, Lord, may that be my portion. If I may have what a Simeon has, then I do not have to be so troubled so much with death. Because then it shall be eternal gain. Then I shall be delivered from self and from all my sins, from my backsliding, from the world and from the devil. Ah, then I shall be given to praise thee eternally with all the saints and with all the holy angels. But what are our exercises? Ah, may it please the Lord by a spirit to grant those exercises of a Simeon. Oh, a Simeon, just and devout, a promise received, awaiting a holy expectation coming into the temple by the Spirit, and a desire received, oh, to embrace and to hold that child and to be given to sing the praises of the Lord. For a Simeon, the Lord has fulfilled so clearly what Paul has written to the Ephesians in Ephesians 3, the verses 20 and 21. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, a world without end. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have heard of thy wonderful work. A rod by thy Spirit in the heart and in the life of Simeon, and that he has come up to thy temple and received the desire of his heart, and with that desire fulfilled, then he could die. Oh, a desire to depart and be with the Lord. Lord, where those things are missed, where there is no resemblance to the life of Simeon. Oh, may it please thee on this last Lord's Day to begin that good and wonderful work. May there be many troubled and burdened souls, but Lord, wilt thou also remember thy people? Oh, for a Simeon, thy wonderful works. Lord, remember us as a people. Wilt thou remember man and beast in the winter weather? Grant traveling mercies and return us once more in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 203. Let us sing the first four stanzas in sweet communion. Lord, with thee I constantly abide. My hand thou holdest in thy own to keep me near thy side. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing, at the male members meeting held December 16. The following office bearers were chosen for elder: Mr. Rick DeCock and Mr. John Vandenbroek. For deacon, Mr. Ben Vandenberg, Mr. Tymon van Dijvere, and Mr. Chris Vossenbelt. All have accepted their respective offices. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory before December 31st. An installation of office bearers is scheduled for next Sunday morning, January the 2nd. There will be a New Year's Eve service on Friday evening at 7 p.m. and a New Year's Day service on Saturday, January 1 at 10 a.m. and the Paul magazine is at the exit. Psalter 203, only the first four stanzas. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.